Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is April 6th, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
As we had predicted, the opposition of Uranus to retrograde Mars is already starting to produce violent events, both in the human world and in the natural world. When Mars is retrograde, the pressure builds up, and with Uranus aspecting, the energy pattern is set to blow.
Fort Hood, the largest military base in the world and sadly remembered as the site for a mass shooting just 5 years ago, is again in the news with another soldier gone amok. Specialist Ivan Lopez killed 3 and wounded 16 others before turning the gun on himself.
The involvement of Uranus in the planetary pattern lends an element of the unusual.
Ivan Lopez purchased his gun at the very same store that Major Nidal Hassan bought his weapons for the 2009 shooting.
Last week, there were other instances of violent events, courtesy of Mother Nature. A number of earthquakes in Los Angeles, in Oklahoma, Panama, the big one off the coast of Chile, which generated a tsunami as well.
Last week, we talked about how the retrograde Mars-Uranus opposition was going to affect the 10th and the 4th houses of the USA's chart, with Uranus being the planet of rebellion and disruptions, and retrograde Mars signifying pressure cookers and blowback. Meanwhile, both transiting planets are afflicting the USA's natal Saturn, representing threats to the established order and the principle of control in the 10th house of government and authority.
And we didn't have to wait long at all for an example, which could be a harbinger of things to come. On Sunday, March 30th, hundreds of demonstrators clashed with riot police in Albuquerque, New Mexico, over police shootings, including one instance where police allegedly shot a mentally ill homeless man, James Boyd, in the back.
Yes, in the last 3 years, Albuquerque Police Department officers have shot and killed 23 people, one of the highest per capita fatal police shooting rates in the country. And so, with that track record, you could see why some members of the public are ready to go ballistic.
Venus, the planet of advice and guidance, has been transiting in Aquarius, the sign of social revolution. Last week, the UN-sponsored Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change issued its rather sobering report.
Yes, predictions are that if we keep going as we are, human civilization is going to be severely impacted by the Earth's changing climate. The scientists state that things are worse than we anticipated.
That's the power of Saturn, the planet of harsh reality, which has been influencing Venus, the planet of guidance. By being in Venus's sign Libra, Saturn forms a Parivatna Yoga with Venus. The result is a rather unequivocal warning for everyone. The last few years of devastating storms, major floods, droughts, and so on, are just the opening act of what promises to be catastrophic consequences.
This is also a pure example of what you and I sometimes make reference to, Ron. Individual karma does not take place in a vacuum. There's a wider scope to destiny and fate called circumstantial karma. What that means is we are living on this little blue pearl in the early 21st century after 150 years of industrialization with a population of over 7 billion souls and counting.
Something has to give, and the more time that passes without a change in direction, the worse things will get, to a point at which you personally can't avoid what's coming. That's Saturn, the reality check planet. Mars retrograde means the planet of action is going backwards, back over past action or being called out on past transgressions, and hopefully fixing the problem. General Motors has issued a recall of over 2 million vehicles produced over the last several years, which have ignition switch problems.
The ignition can spontaneously turn off while the car is in motion, and has been the cause of an untold number of accidents, although GM only officially acknowledges 12 that resulted in deaths.
General Motors came under withering attack for its decade-long failure to notify the public about defective parts linked to fatal crashes at a U.S. Senate hearing last Wednesday, with accusations that the company fostered a culture of cover-up.
Various Congress critters took the opportunity to express their outrage at the savage capitalistic immorality of one of our vaunted manufacturers. The newly appointed CEO of GM, Mary Barra, sat there and offered her apologies, vowing to get to the bottom of the whole affair. Meanwhile, the dead are still very, very dead.
We talked last week about the opposition of Pluto and Jupiter producing the destruction of justice, as well as executions, such as the mass execution judgment of 529 people in Egypt. Well, this week we had another execution as such of our celebrated democracy.
In a case called McCutcheon versus Federal Election Commission, the court removed what is called the aggregate limit, which until now had put a cap on the total amount a wealthy person could donate in any particular election to a political party or to a political action committee.
The Supremes voted to remove all financial restrictions on bulk campaign donations made by big donors, but left in place the $2,600 cap for single per candidate donation. Anyway, the net effect will be to give the big money people the opportunity to inject even more cash into American politics.
We also reported a couple of weeks ago on how the Chaitra new moon of March 30th, calculated for Washington, D.C., predicted a year of disruptive law judgments for the USA. So here it is, just a few days after the Chaitra new moon, and we already have an example.
The Supremes struck down the rule on maximums for political campaigns in the name of First Amendment free speech, based on the money is speech theory.
And so, once again, as the old saying goes, dem dat's got de gold makes de rules. All hail the American oligarchs!
Okay, so we conclude this week's Review of the Week. Be sure to click in with us next week.